Kedushin, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Beis. Ve'elu heim shesuke. Who are these shesuke? Koshu makiris imo ve'enu makiris aviv. A person that recognizes his mother, but he does not recognize his father. Why is it called shesuke? They quiet him. Because he calls out Abba and his mother says shh. So it's possible that this child came from an illicit relation where the child is a mamzer. Now, a shesuke to a regular Jew, we just spoke about shesuke to a mamzer. What about a regular Jew? The iser of a mamzer lo yovel bekal, that's dafka a vadai kal. Here, this child is a suffix, so why can't a regular Jew just marry him or her? So this is a din derabanan lecham aser, that really lechatchili should be able to, but midrabanan, one's not allowed to marry a shesuke. And then asufe, we're going to see which is next. Asufe, kol shenesaf min ashuk, veinu makir lo yovev lo imo. So this is a child that asufi's gathered from the marketplace, and we don't recognize his father or his mother. We have no idea who he is. If he comes from a city that most of the people are goyim, then you should assume he's a goy. So the Meiri says that it's dafka if he's coming from a place where most of the people are Jews. So now, you're not sure though. Okay, he's a Jew, but maybe he's a child of a mamzer. Maybe there was an illicit relationship. And the Gemara also points out here that which a child is a din of an asufe, where there's nobody that's being matriach and caring for him, then we can assume that he may be a mamzer. But if we see that there's some lady that's giving him love and caring, going out of her way, like you see that he has a bris milah, and perhaps she just abandoned him just for his own sake because she couldn't feed him anymore, and he's got some kind of amulet on him or things like that, then we don't assume he's an asufe, we assume that he's kosher. It's only when nobody seemed to care for him, and he was just totally abandoned like that, there's more reason to assume that it was from an illicit relationship. And the Gemara also points out that anytime the asufe, this child is still in the marketplace, if a person comes and says that's his child, they're believed. But once he's taken out, then people are not believed to say that that's their child. Unless you can assume that it's a time of famine or things like that, or that it's obvious that they sent them there because they didn't have money to be mefarnesim, then they'd be believed as well. Abishol hayakari l'shesuke biduke. Abishol used to call shesukim bidukim. Instead of the lashon of shesuke, that his mother would quiet him because we weren't sure who the father was, Abishol used to coin them by the term biduke, that they would ask the mother. And what that means is that if the mother would say that he does not come from an illicit relationship, we believe her. This is the shita of Rama Gamliel in Maseches Ksuvis, that a woman is believed to say, L'kosher nivalti, I was bold to somebody that was kosher. And therefore, even her offspring is kosher. And Abishol is coming to add that even if she was an arusa to somebody, where that means that the whole rest of the world would be Arias, because she had Arison with somebody. So the only one that this child would not be Arias is if it's from that person that she had Kiddushin Arison with. Nevertheless, she still believed, according to Abishol, to say that it came from the person that was Mekadosher, her husband. So if that's the case, why is this child a suffix? How can you ever have a Shesuke or Biduke? So that would be, is if you ask her and she doesn't know, let's see, she doesn't have Das, maybe she's a Shota, or she died, or things like that, where you can't get clarity from her, then the child is called the biduke. And he or she has a din of a suffix mamzer.